Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
If you got them. What up? How
about the boys? Yeah. Dallas Cowboys,
that is. Hey, hug. What up? What up? What up?
What up? What up? How about the boys? What up? How about the boys? What up? What up? What up? They bring the noise.
Woo! Crack them if you got them.
I'm talking about the Dallas Cowboys. What up?
Sup?
We back in first.
A place, son.
That's right.
Find any of that first place information. And if you're on the Instagram, I know some people like Instagram, some people like YouTube, but if you're on the Instagram, check out at Cowboys Can Fan, the fastest growing meme. I don't know how to categorize us. Are we a meme page? Are we a sports page?
It's the fastest growing official meme page for the Dallas Cowboys podcast, the Cowboys Can Fan podcast.
I'll put it this way. If you are a Cowboys fan who doesn't take yourself way too seriously and you like to laugh, follow us on the Cowboys Instagram.
Hey, Anth, one thing, though. You got to update that record. Come on, son.
Fuck, I didn't react. Right. Yeah, I do. Yeah, 1-1. That's bullshit. We 2-1, son.
And you know, you get great memes like this. Okay?
Get used to it, baby.
You also get great memes like
that. one of the best comments today was you forgot his oldest son.
Mike Evans.
Yeah, Mike, that was totally good.
If anyone's that's just listening, I had a meme of Trevon Diggs' son Aiden, and then Jalen Hurts, and then it was just titled Trevon Diggs' sons. And someone commented, the top comment was, "You forgot Mike Evans." So yeah, that was That was a big miss. That would have been fucking hilarious if I could have had a little, like, you know, just him in the middle or something.
Well,
you're trying to find us on the YouTube, where are you finding us? And this is big news. We're over Hundy. We have our own URL now. Like, this is big news.
Yeah, if you just want to go youtube.com/CowboysCanFanPodcast, you're going to be finding your boys.
That's right. And it makes things a lot cooler when we actually post a link. It's not like this series of numbers and letters.
Yeah.
We fucking grinded for that, Hundy, too. So anyways.
And you know what?
It was good. It was a good grinding. Twitter, we got them all. We got Twitter, TikTok. You'll find it.
Listen, we are active. So any platform you find us on, we ain't going to be dormant. Maybe TikTok's a little bit more dormant than everything else, but your boy Anth Bess post as much as possible.
I try.
We're recording on a Thursday night game. It's actually
There's a big game going on right now.
You might
catch me kind of glancing over here.
We're in the last 3 minutes and 50 seconds here of the game. So
game 0-3 Jags versus the Bengals. Ooh, it's a cat. It's a cat fight.
Ooh. But we won't try to talk much about that because we got a huge week 4 matchup. The Panthers 3-0. Who would have thought at this point? I thought this was going to be a weak part of our schedule. Like, I thought the Panthers, I thought this was going to be our first, like, kind of easy win, the Panthers.
Yeah.
And they're undefeated.
Yeah, but I mean, look, and I'm going to say this with a preface, but, and we know that my fantasy, if you've been listening into the pod, Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
And he's still out.
That's
for
huge.
He's still out for next year. So, CMC being out, not great for my fantasy team, not great for your boys' fantasy team, but great for the Cowboys, great for Dak and crew coming in. But before we hit that week 4 preview, maybe
making noise in the background.
Is there anything that we missed or we failed? I mean, if you tuned in, we live stream our games every single week. We're chattering. We had some live chat action going on. It was a great live stream.
Some nudes were sent.
Some nudes were sent.
Yeah, we had. It's crazy how many dick pics we got sent to us.
Some nudes were sent.
There was too many.
But there was too many. You know, right afterwards, we recorded our post-game reaction. And obviously, when you hit a post-game reaction, when you're not following or listening to any of the players talk, you miss shit. It's been a couple days since the last game. So any news, anything that you guys want to cover before we hop into week four from week three?
There is just a couple articles. I mean, we're not statisticians here. We've never claimed to be.
Anyone that's ever listened to us knows we're not statisticians.
But you know,
best line from Anth Best: stats are for nerds.
Yeah, exactly.
Stats are for nerds. Fuck those dorks. We see it. We call it how we see it. But AJ, what do you got? I know you're kind of diving into our stats. You're kind of the nerdiest of us three. So
if I had glasses, that's where I'd push them up.
What do you got, nerd boy?
Okay, so this is five statistical takeaways from the Cowboys' Week 3 win against the Eagles. This is from Blogging with the Boys. And so
great blog, by the way.
Great blog. Love it. This is I think this is original content. They also post links to other articles. It's a one-stop shop. But the Cowboys won the draft day trade with the Eagles. I think we kind of didn't even think about that. There was a draft day.
It's always kind of been on the back of my burner. So I don't know how up to date you are with it, but with the draft, when we traded back to get Parsons, we actually gave the Eagles our original pick.
Yep.
And they took Devontae Smith, I believe. So at the moment, like as it is right now, the Cowboys 100% got the better player as of right now. It's three games into both their NFL careers. Plus, we picked up a third pick, which I think we took Osa with, who's been had a couple sacks this weekend.
Yeah, so he was good.
Right now, we've won the trade, but it's so fucking early. It's kind of tough to actually say.
It was a Chauncey Golston, actually.
Oh, we took Golston. Yeah. And actually, I'm pretty sure he had a sack on the weekend. Or he actually he had a decent game, too. Either way, you get a third-round pick that's contributing, mm-hmm. plus Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And they got – I don't even know what Devontae Smith's stat line was. AJ, if you want to see what that was. I don't know the stat line.
Yeah, bring
line
up.
Was
you're our stats Cowboys, guy.
But I don't even remember his name getting called out, so.
I mean, yeah, you're right, I think, in terms of drafting – outside of Micah Parsons, who else would you have wanted from the Cowboys? I mean, we wouldn't have been able to get who was the cornerback that you were pulsing all about? What's his name?
Yeah,
Patrick Surtain.
Yeah,
he actually had a pick on the weekend.
Yeah.
And he's playing for the 3-0 Broncos.
Yeah,
I would have been just as happy with him. Like it was honestly, when I first started looking at the draft. My initial, like, just looking at, and when I say looking at the draft, my scouting is YouTube videos. I watch YouTube videos of the top 20 guys and decide who I like.
15 minutes a day.
Right? There's no rhyme or reason to it. I just watch these highlight clips, and whoever I like is who I want. And Micah Parsons was originally the first guy that I really wanted, but we didn't really need a linebacker, right?
Right.
So cornerback was obviously a huge position, and the best player, I thought, was Patrick Surtain. So that's kind of who we crushed on there for, I don't know, a couple weeks before the draft. And it was a pretty big surprise when we didn't get him.
Yeah.
I think it kind of worked out. I mean, it would have been absolutely great to have strengthened more the secondary. But with what we have a competent line with quality depth, putting pressure on the QB. We just need, you know, it's nice to have. We know we have one in Trevon Diggs.
Yeah.
But
CB1 for show.
Exactly. If they're gonna pressure the quarterback, we just need the quarterback to make one or two silly throws and pick one of those off. And we saw last week returned it for six, but we also have the most turnovers in the league at this point.
Eight right now. Who would have thought the Cowboys at week three would have the most turnovers?
Well, I think that's
not I.
No. And to answer your earlier question, Devonta Smith had three receptions for 28 yards.
So he really was not an impact in that game at all.
No. And they
not,
threw
not
to,
one bit.
No, they threw to a whole.
I honestly think right now, as far as, I mean, it's tough to say, you look at the five quarterbacks that were taken in the draft. They're I think they showed the stat to actually tonight on the Thursday night game. They're 1-10. So, mm-hmm. I mean, as far as impact players go, I think that top two impact players from the draft have been Patrick Surtain and Micah Parsons. And the way Micah's playing and how we've needed him at D end, I'm couldn't be more happy with our draft pick.
Yeah.
The second point from this article is the Cowboys are a playoff team. Now, entering the week, the Cowboys possessed a 59% chance to make the postseason. Oh,
this, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
At 2-1.
Right.
We just need to get to, what was it, 11-1, and we're guaranteed
it. Yeah, exactly. And then their playoff odds increased to 76% after
if they go 3-1.
Sorry. When they entered week three, they had a 59% chance of winning. So a one and one team, if they just like that with the odds. Now that they're 2-1, they have a 76% chance of getting into the playoffs, not winning, getting into the playoffs. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, so that's crazy.
It is wild how your first, like, say teams have done this before, but say they went 0-4. Well, there's still the same amount of games left, right? So, but it is funny how an 0-4 team, now usually that might mean that the team's really shitty and that's why they don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But teams that make the playoffs still get 6-7 losses in a season.
Yeah, but what it is when you're 0-4, and I know we're kind of getting off topic here, but 0-4, what they do is they take every 0-4 team that has ever happened, and then they factor that into how many times they've made the playoffs. It's just not purely on, okay, they have 4 losses. Well, now you could still win out and be 13-4, right, technically. But the chances of an 0-4 team out of the last 50 years of making playoffs is whatever percent you get. I think that's kind of more what they go with.
It makes more sense. That totally makes sense. It's kind of funny how the difference.
Oh, 0-4, right? You're not out by any means.
No, but you got to win a lot out.
Boys, we got a game-winning field goal coming up.
I know, 4 seconds left here.
Game-winning field goal. I know it's tough to. We'll keep chatting. They're going to commercial break, but we got a game winner coming up. For the Bengals here,
making the Jags 0-5. 0-5.
This third point.
0-5.
This.
I'm waiting for you to say it one more time.
Foul.
There we go. Got to do things in threes. Adam has Tourette's, and he has to do everything in threes.
Oh, for sure.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. Now he got it.
Oh, they didn't. Okay.
Bengals win.
Okay, the coaching staff for the Cowboys is a mixed bag. So what they're really, and I'll summarize this 500-word essay.
I mean, are they bitching about McCarthy's McCarthy's clock management?
Adam, like, this is, you hit the nail right on the head. So
annoying, isn't it?
They're saying Kellen Moore has the offense humming. Dan Quinn is spearheading a miraculous improvement on the defensive side of the ball. But then, absolutely, Adam, you're correct. They start breaking down Mike McCarthy's coaching, and it really seems like a bit of a vendetta against him because,
of course,
is
now can you?
A, he's coaching the Cowboys.
Yeah.
B, he's coaching the Cowboys.
But what? So what?
He's coaching the Cowboys. Exactly.
What are people saying about the last minute of the game then, and the debacle, I guess, of the?
Well, I mean, so I don't know what the clock management one on this one was, but the one before, he claimed that at the stadium the third down marker or whatever, or it just wasn't reading properly.
Who's claiming this? Mike McCarthy?
Mike McCarthy, yeah.
Okay.
So Mike McCarthy claimed something with, again, for you tuning in, you're probably yelling at the screen if you're still listening right now that you know what the answer is. But let's just say Mike McCarthy is not managing the clock the way a regular person would go. But
he did do a bad job in the Chargers game.
Okay,
I'll say he did. In the Chargers game, he did a bad job.
Okay,
the last minute of the game, it was bad clock management.
Yeah.
But he still won, so who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Sorry, it was also, this is the specific statistic. It was the decision to not call a timeout on third and fourth down at the end of the first half cost the Cowboys a 6% dip in their expected winning percentage. So I think we were actually looking at that, like, what the hell's going on?
I mean, we're just thinking. Crack him if you got him. I mean, look, it's either Kellen Moore's a Madden player or Mike McCarthy's a Madden player. And can you really fucking hate on them like that? I don't think so.
I just want to swirly fucking Kellen Moore. I just want to pick him up and put his head in the toilet.
Well, he's not if he's keep producing the offense.
Keep producing. This is another thing, and it just kind of shows what the media and shit does with the Cowboys. So the Cowboys beat the Chargers, right? Correct? We all watched them beat them.
Yep, that is true. That's a fact.
You are correct.
So, So the new power rankings came out. The Chargers are at 10, and the Cowboys are still at 14. So I just it makes zero sense to me how that kind of shit works. It's like they just pick and choose. There's a narrative. I don't know what the narrative is, but it's like the Cowboys are 2-1. They beat a team that's the Chargers, possibly one of the better teams in the NFL, and we're still ranked way worse than them. Just kind of weird.
I mean, I definitely think just like when you see, and I don't want to ruin what we're going to get into later on, but just the team, the way that they're talking in the press, the way that they're operating on the field, we talked about on the post game, they have not looked like the same team. Like their offense doesn't look like the same offense whenever you come in. They seem to be coming in and attacking different ways, which I think is going to be tough for defenses to understand. Like, what are they going to do with us coming up? They aren't falling into any type of pre-slotted scheme or plans. So I think that's a big bonus. The fact that Dak is calling it on the field and he's reading the room, and you got the Dungeon Master overseeing the playing field, Kellen Moore. Regardless of Mike McCarthy's clock management skills, there are capable people on offense and defense on the coordinating position that are also going to back you up, and you have players on the field. So it is what it is. Shit's going down. Give the fucking guy a break. I mean, shit happens.
It's just anytime. Wait for it. This is the first time you guys have ever followed Cowboys news. Wait till say we go on a run and we end up being 6-1, 7-1. Wait till the weird shit they'll be coming up with to just try to like point in a negative picture. You guys will see it. You'll see it. And I might sound like a conspiracy nut, but it happens. Like, they'll have a great team and they'll be running. Like, the narrative going into the game against the Eagles was the Eagles were missing two players. The Cowboys were missing like eight, but all the radio and all the TV shows talking about the two players the Eagles were missing, but you wouldn't even hear about the players that the Cowboys were missing.
Yeah,
so it's just this weird fucking thing.
I call
conspiracy.
Well, I mean, when you got Grandpa Jerry being as vocal as he is, and it's crack him if you got him. Crack him if you got him. Look, of course they're America's team. They are the team that everybody wants to hate.
It's either you like the Cowboys or you hate the Cowboys. Yeah. But anyways, what are we getting into? Week three, what do we got? We got week four. We got the Panthers 3-0 coming up. Crazy. No one thought the Panthers were going to be 3-0 going into this matchup. CMC's out, which is massive. But huge. What other storylines we got going on with this game?
So, I guess basically we can look at, speaking of defensive ranking. So,
get your life together.
I'm just trying to move on from our article, okay? But
dropped call for a second.
Hang on. There's a relevant piece of information that I do want to share.
Oh, okay.
So
we were detracting. The Bessie brothers were detracting.
No. We're just moving on. And that's so the Cowboys defensive ranked 28th by PFF last season and 21st by EPA per play allowed. Whatever the fuck that means. Okay.
They got to be top 10. Right now.
Now, the EPA per play allowed, the Dallas defense is the 8th best, with the secondary coming in 7th best. And if you don't trust the EPA, whatever the fuck that means, PFS has the Cowboys ranked as 11th and 6th best in coverage, all right? Moving forward, there's this statistic called DVOA. Would you like to know more about what DVOA is? It sounds like
what's DVOA.
And if you don't search
DVOA,
that
sounds like some sort of like porn
it
maneuver.
Is if you don't, if like you, some sort of Kama Sutra exposition.
And if you don't search
you hold your pulse in longer.
Oh no.
Okay.
If you don't search it correctly, you're gonna be scarred for life. Okay.
Okay. So, and take a guess. What does DVOA mean?
DVDA is double V, double A.
On possession, something like that. I don't know.
So DVOA, here it is. What does it mean? No, because I want to. I mean, if we're gonna look at this thing, I just
defensive adjusted value over average.
Yeah. So it's a whole bunch of fucking comment. No, it's
sounds like a Kellen Moore topic.
It's a total Kellen Moore topic. So basically, it's the main statistic that this website Football Outsiders use, and it breaks down the entire season play by play, comparing success on each play by the league average based on a whole bunch of effing variables, down, distance. Anyways, it's a bunch of calculations that ends up into a percentage.
Right. Oh, so what do we got? We're 11th.
The opening this season, they had a 1 to 10 ranking, just like an assumption, I guess, based on last year. Not Dallas Cowboys nowhere to be seen. In fact, yeah, probably a lot of these teams are actually not on this list or not where they were expected to be. Looking at this newest, I don't know, calculation that they did, Carolina, who we're playing, is the first-ranked team, meaning they're just the best team in the league to date with breaking down all the statistics compared to them.
Well, I was actually it's funny that you said this, because I just looked over their three games. Like, I didn't even look. I didn't go into stats. I literally just looked at their three games and looked at the scores of their three games. And I think in two of the games, they held their teams to under 10 points, which is it's pretty hard in 2021 in the NFL.
That's good.
To hold a team under 10 points is pretty impressive. It doesn't matter who you're playing. With the way the NFL is, I'm pretty sure they held the Jets and who the fuck did they play last week? Jets and Saints, I think they held to under 10 points, which is pretty impressive, right? Granted, our offense is way better than the Jets or the Saints. To hold a team to under 10 points, your defense is doing something right.
Yeah.
Twice even.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, exactly. Maybe they had an easy schedule. Who knows? But I'm sure this fucking elite math equation of a
Makes sense a bit. Well, here, I'll give you an example. Just watching the game on Monday night, it seemed like the Cowboys' defense dominated the Eagles' offense, right? Like, watching, yeah, it seemed like we dominated.
Oh, absolutely.
The Eagles still scored 21 points. For a team to only score fucking 9 or 7 points, like, to only get one touchdown, that's fucking tough to do, man.
And not to go back in time too much. I know we've moved forward, okay, but Sean Merriman, okay, ex NFLer,
if you got it,
Sean lights out Merriman,
ex Pro Bowl NFL player, said, had this to say about Jalen Hurts. Against the Cowboys, Philadelphia quarterback Jalen Hurts was mentally destroyed. He checked out of the game and was fighting for his life, making some very bad throws. Now, I don't like Jalen Hurts. I don't like the Eagles.
And he looked like he was going to cry.
I know. On the pick six he threw, totally looked at his wide receiver like, what are you doing? But it was
you threw the fucking terrible ball. Yeah. I'll give you a little stat. Trevon Diggs has played three games against the Eagles. He has three picks on Jalen Hurts in three games. Jalen Hurts is Trevon Diggs' bitch.
Yeah,
that's all there is to it.
I got your number.
I wonder if I wonder
why would you keep throwing at him?
Yeah, don't. Well, why? So my the biggest thing that coming out of that game, the Eagles versus Dallas, they didn't run at all. Like, why are you not? Oh, why, man, were they not running?
They should have too.
Get Miles Sanders active. Like, why are they not running?
Sounds like, man, you. I saw a couple clips on Twitter of Miles Sanders with, like, he had like two handoffs and like just up the field untouched, like no problem, and they just abandon the run completely.
Well, hey,
I think if you want to beat the Cowboys, you got to run the ball.
Well, don't tell this defense that, Anthony. Right?
I hope Carolina's offensive coordinator is not tuning in to this episode.
Yeah, yeah. But he's writing down notes feverishly.
It plays into our benefit that CMC's out.
Big time.
He would dash us bad, I think.
And I mean, look, maybe CMC, maybe it's fate that CMC got injured. Or maybe it's just that a bandwagon boy picked him up as a $72 draft pick, bitch.
On purpose?
Fuck you.
You looked at the Cowboys schedule yeah, and you just
I'm buying his life.
Well, here's the
other Madden curse? Fuck the Madden curse. It's the Chilliwack Knights. It's
the Knights curse. The other stat on this, to bring us back now, we're back to the present day, looking forward to the Carolina Panthers,
like,
here.
Thursday? September 30th?
Exactly.
Okay.
The Cowboys are ranked 9th on this list. So they're
on your nerd boy chart?
On my nerd boy chart, they're ranked 9th best in the league. But I think, like, when we look at, including those other numbers that we crunched from the EVDA or whatever the fuck it was, and the PFF.
EVOA.
and the PFF, the Cowboys are in a are a top 10 team. That's what we're seeing. And where were they ranked before the season started?
27th or 28th, you know, probably.
Yeah, the dog shit. And
dog shit.
I just want to say, Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless is
Skip Bayless is the biggest Cowboys supporter.
I know, he's like pulsing everywhere.
But anyone who had
granted, it's only week three.
These are the moments we got to celebrate, baby. Yeah, right?
You guys were talking about if the Cowboys made the Super Bowl, you'd want to go. You guys are completely Cowboys fans now because at 2-1, we're basically Super Bowl champs.
Guess what? If I am going to spend a lot of hours every fucking week talking about a team I didn't give a shit about before January, then I'm thinking we're going to the fucking show all the way May.
The best thing about this is the closer we get to it and the more games we win and the more fun we have. This could be the perfect year that you guys became bandwagon boys, yeah. Because say last year or the year before where last year with Dak breaks his ankle and we go 6-11. Like, it's just like a nightmare season nobody gets.
I will say we would have had a lot of really good colored commentary for last season. The jokes that we would have made about Andy Dalton.
Well, we wouldn't just wait this year. We're rolling. We're going. We're going to hit steam and you guys are going to be jacked up. It's like the first time you've actually been introduced to something, and it's like you get that endorphins of them winning and doing well. Oh, yeah. You guys are going to be jacked up.
You know what? Okay, I love doing the cast in the beginning just with you guys. It was fun.
Yep.
It was awesome.
A cute handshake.
We'd take our pants off after and show each other our stuff and whatever. Yep. It was great. But
this is what a man's dick looks like, Alex.
Hard Knocks actually really solidified my I didn't put effort into watching anything about the Cowboys, but Hard Knocks just obviously, you know, I considered it research at first, but it totally drew me into all of the players and all of their stories, I'm hooked now.
I'm an emotion. I draft my fantasy team based on people that I like. I don't want to spend all my time just because I'm good at looking at stats on my waiver wire. Like, I've never made
it. You gotta go with your gut feeling.
I go with my gut.
That's why we never win.
That's why we never win. But
1 year it'll work. 1 year, that's all I need.
But like, in terms of the Cowboys, giving a shit about something. And honestly, how can you not? I think Hard Knocks did a really good job at allowing fresh perspectives in. And I don't give a shit about any OG Cowboys people saying we sat through the worst times.
Like, you don't care about people saying, 62% of poll voters saying that they didn't want you and Alex on the bandwagon?
Yeah. Yeah.
62%? I thought... I thought we got
sorry, 62% wanted you guys.
Guess what?
48% didn't.
When we take it all the way home, we're going to sell the bandwagon boys rabbit feet.
Hey, guys.
Keychains, bitch.
Why we're on this little detour, and then we can jump back into looking at the
we love detouring.
We are doing
the detour.
Yeah, it's been said we're going to Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
We're doing it. Not Vegas.
Thanksgiving.
Dallas, baby.
We're going to the Cowboys the Raiders at Cowboys.
Raiders at Cowboys. We will be there.
AT&T Stadium. American Thanksgiving. We'll already had our Canadian Thanksgiving, but you goddamn betcha we will be eating turkey that day.
Oh, you know we're going to be eating those turkey sandwiches, turkey and crayon sandwiches.
And you know what? We'll guaranteed someone will invite us to their home and we'll get a hotel.
Yeah, and guess what? We gonna be eating some wins, some W's.
And look,
we gonna be eating some W's,
guys.
We are rolling. We're down there for that.
Look what we got right here. We got this matchup predictor, 65% Cowboys at this point. We'll see what happens when we get.
At prices for the tickets. It's quite expensive, but it'll drop. It'll drop by the time we get there.
Don't worry. I love the Raiders. Okay, but I'm sure they're going to fuck some shit up.
Could you imagine this could be like the Raiders could be 7-0 and the Cowboys could be 6-1 at that time.
I know. That would be huge, man.
And then
tickets are going to be crazy.
That could be the best.
And
game
then
ever.
It'll be. Then they'll both end that weekend 7-1.
Oh well, let's just make sure we stay out of any of our fight fan videos.
Yeah, we don't want to be reviewing our own fight video.
Okay. All right. Fast forward. Cowboys versus Panthers, second injury report, and we got Randy Gregory missed practice with a knee injury.
Not good.
Not
that
good.
That means Micah Parsons 100% will be playing D end again. Hundo P.
Now, when Micah Parsons has played D end, he plays what 40% of the snaps, and then when he's playing linebacker, it's more of
he plays
in the 70 range.
Of them.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Why is that?
Because D ends when you're playing D end, they want you to chart. They want you to keep having full. Stamina and being able to go.
Right.
Linebacker, you're going to just play more snaps. A D-end has a bigger rotation. Micah Parsons, when he's playing linebacker, he's the nickel back. He's the first down back. He's the second down linebacker. And he's the nickel linebacker.
So, but not the, look at this photograph.
It's a funny how you makes me laugh.
Hey, great Canadian hero.
This is how Lieutenant Dan would explain it to Kellen Moore. Okay. So your defensive end is your barbarian. He goes in there. He's going to take hits. And your linebacker is more of your ranger. He's kind of versatile. he can attack, but he can also stay back and shoot the longbow.
And Kellen Moore's just looking at him and being like, you play Dungeons and Dragons? So what are the cornerbacks? Your mages?
Cornerbacks are mages.
That's actually a good shaman. 100%
mages and archers.
Yeah, sure. For sure. I mean, yeah, I think my question is, do you think Micah Parsons likes being a DE?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he loves it.
Yeah.
It literally line up and you just go, you get one gap. You're either got A or B gap.
And generally it's like you're one-on-one. It's you versus another person and she's going to bed. She's listening to her AirPods. She's listening to some.
Live guest,
tones or something.
But I think he likes. I think he likes standing up because his mentality and as a rookie, like Ad, I think you brought it up before. There's less ways to get schemed out as a DN. You know, it's you got to go get the quarterback. That's it.
And
like one guy,
and
you don't have to worry about dropping coverages. You don't got to worry about gaps. It's just that's what you're doing. Fucking go.
And like, not saying that we're gonna equate him to like a puppy dog, but when you have that amount of energy. That a guy like Micah Parsons has, you don't want to tame it down. But the problem with puppy dogs is that they have so much energy that they'll just jump and pounce on anything that they can. So if you have a really, I don't even want to say a really talented offense, but you could scheme it out. Not saying that Micah Parsons is going to get schemed out a lot easier than the next one, but like, I think this is more of a testament to Dan Quinn. And actually,
Quinn's been our biggest pickup of the offseason.
Who is it DQ that's making that call on how to redistribute the team, or is it like a coaching staff?
No, Dan Quinn, 100%. I'm telling you, in the last 10 years, out of the last 10 years, like 8 takeaways in half a year, we got him, and we have 8 takeaways in 3 games. So that's got to be scheme. You have players, but you're also the scheme has to come into play. Think of the last team he defensive coordinated was the Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not like he's just striking fool's gold. And the first when he took control of the Legion of Boom, nobody knew who fucking Richard Sherman was.
Yep.
Nobody knew who Cam Chancellor was.
Yep.
Like he took a bunch of nobodies and turned them into multimillionaires, and he's hopefully doing the same thing in Dallas.
And now Sherman's stepping up into the Bucks.
Who the fuck knew Jaron Curse was
before
this year? And the guy's killing it.
I think, totally.
Well, actually, sorry. Before you say that, look at how good. Regardless, it's the Eagles, the trash Eagles, but with missing key players to their defense,
the shitty Eagles.
Yeah, the Sheagles. I mean, that sounds like I'm being like.
It's not she as in girl.
Yeah, I'm saying
you can't
shit.
Say Sheagles. You also got to call them Heagles.
Yeah. But I mean, like, look, missing key players last game. They still
call them fucking Kegels.
They still dominate what like they're doing some sort of vagina exercises.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, let's keep rolling here. What do we got? We're hitting the 30-minute mark. We want to keep a nice tight
45. Speaking 45. Of Kegels, we want to keep a tight 45.
Yeah.
Tight 45. You're nuts.
Okay. So
we've been doing under hour episodes during season because we're putting out so much content, motherfucker.
Maybe the last one or two. But
guess what? No one's putting out the amount of content that we are. Fuck you. Pay me, bitch.
That's true, man. Hundreds of videos. Go check it out on youtube.com/DallasCowboysCanFanPodcast. Oh, no, wait. Cowboys Can Fan Podcast. God, fuck it.
You're fired.
Hey, Keanu Neal. And I don't know.
Back.
Oh, is he back?
Oh, he'll be back, yeah.
They're still on the COVID list. Him and Bradley and A.
How?
Because they didn't get their vax, bro.
Keanu Neal just got on the COVID list just before last game. So it's still not. Last game was Monday. It hasn't been 2 weeks.
Snorting COVID?
You need 2 weeks.
I mean, have you snorted COVID? It's pretty dope.
Dude, hey, man, can I get COVID. Some... You're going to get this canceled.
Can I get some dry vid,
yeah.
bro?
Yeah, guess what? This because we're saying the word COVID, this is this not going to track on YouTube right now.
We're going to get that little fucking thing
no,
under the
bar. No, it's just going to get buried.
It's going to get buried.
Google's knowing.
That COVID's my homie. There's also our safety, Donovan Wilson, out. Our offensive tackle, Ty Nasecki. Defensive tackle, Carlos Watkins. And defensive end, Dorance Armstrong. So,
yo, well, you know what we never talked about?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge news, and I think we just kind of whizzed past it. We talked about Collins being...
bribing?
Ended, but he bribed.
Yeah.
We never talked about that.
You're right. So I don't know what that is.
We don't have to dive into much. Just quick reaction. How fucked up is that?
I mean, like, look.
Well, how did you bribe? They were saying it was going to be originally a 2-game suspension, and then he tried to bribe him, so they gave him a 5-game.
No, and I know we were battling on his side because of the and you know what? We're going to always back up our homie. That's how it is. But
that's how we roll. Yeah.
They came out with information that led us to believe that. That he was working within, and it was a miscommunication or whatever. But I mean, come on, dude. I'm all into like, fuck the rules.
You think
stuff.
It was a sexual bribe or a monetary bribe?
He starts fondling. So well, I got some change
I guess
in my pocket.
What's the severity
reach
of the,
in here?
What's the severity of the bribe? Obviously, when you're
well,
dealing
I don't
with
know, bribing a fucking
it's just dumb.
NFL
it's
can't be good.
It's just dumb.
For sure. But is it something like this? Hey, so you know what's a guy got to do to get out of you know taking that D test?
Yeah, like I think he offered $10,000. I think that's what came up. And I might just be lying and spreading misinformation. But I heard $10,000. I think he tried to pay the guy to not take his drug test.
I think it's interesting
and
because
that guy should have taken the $10,000.
Honestly. I was just gonna say, why would you not?
Hey man, he loves his job.
I mean, like that. I mean, it's a
what a dork.
What a dungeon master.
Do you think Kellen Moore would not have
of
taken the $10,000?
Not. Kellen Moore would have ran and told.
No, okay. Kellen Moore would never have
okay.
taken
the bribe. DQ would have taken the $10,000, and then he would have rat him out.
That's
and
how.
Then, actually,
been,
I don't know.
Trust it.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know
I feel like DQ is the guy that you could tell like if you murdered someone, he would be the guy you call, and he would come with you at like.
He knows what to do.
To bury the body.
Yeah.
He comes with a shovel and a tarp. And you're like,
yeah, he's got the line. He's got lines.
Yeah, he got lines.
He's got everything.
Comes in backwards. Has like a headlamp on him too. A headlamp.
Micah, you killed the guy. Okay, I know a perfect spot.
Okay, first off, do not say one more goddamn word. Give me your phone.
Yeah.
Okay. This is what I want you to do right now, Micah. Just fucking grabs him, slams him up. Like all of a sudden, DQ just goes insane with.
Oh yeah, where is he?
Look there at him.
He, yep.
And then
that's not even the I'm disappointed look. That's the I'm with you and we're buried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hey. Yeah. That's trust. He's like looking. Look at me. I'm not blinking. I don't blink. Yeah.
I don't. Do you think he blinks? He can't afford. He can't afford time to blink. Like literally, he is the guy that if you're going into anything, if you're going to go drinking for the night, if you know that 100%, no matter what, it's no questions asked. He's got your back. So,
yeah. DQ's got you.
So with Lael Collins, Lael Collins is out. obviously still suspended.
He's probably ill only for a couple of games. I bet
you five games.
No, well, I mean he's out for this game, and now we also have Randy Gregory,
right,
out. We're gonna see Micah Parsons back, remaining in that position. What's our linebacker depth gonna look like?
Well, this is the thing. I thought Keanu O'Neill would be back by then. I thought Keanu O'Neill would be back. So
still on the COVID list now. Is he going to be off for? Can you check to see if he's going to be playing? If he's going to be active for Sunday?
The main thing with our linebacking depth right now is Keanu O'Neill can replace Jalen Smith for almost every play, and if you can get Jalen Smith off the field, I think that's a great thing.
Here's the thing. We don't really care about looking at stats, Ad, so this is tough for me to...
Right.
All
you have to do is cite Keanu O'Neill, COVID list for Sunday.
I am. He's on it. I don't know when. We don't know if he's going to be off of it or if he's... I'm assuming because he's still on it.
Let's hope he is. So him and LVE can... control the middle, and Jalen Smith can cheer from the sideline.
It says
that's what we need.
It says he's likely going to miss this game.
That was last game.
No,
at least.
It says Keanu O'Neill will be out for Monday Night Football against the Eagles and is likely to miss the October 3rd game against the Panthers. Wow.
It's so close. He's got Monday night and a Sunday night game.
Yeah,
Sunday morning,
so kind of in the air. Huge. I think that's a huge. Like, I think against the Panthers, man, the Panthers. You can't sleep on them. Darnold, from the Jets, there, who's playing for the Panthers. He's having a great year so far, and they don't have any scrubs. Like, their receivers are deadly. DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson; those guys are good wide receivers. They're way better than any of the wide receivers we face, minus the Bucks. So, I mean, that's two other teams. But they have some good wide receivers. You need any defense, as much defensive help as we can get.
Yeah, but you're forgetting about one. Actually, you're forgetting about three key components to this game.
Mm-hmm.
Dakota Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Dak, baby.
Zeke,
baby.
And TP20.
Hey, what about this one? What about this one?
Yeah, I think that we need to come out as hard as we did with the Philly game, and we got to shove it down their throats as fast as possible.
I know running games can be boring, but I will watch it. Our two running backs.
Oh,
run
gosh, yes, absolutely.
5.5 average all day long and pulse everywhere.
Yeah, you know what? I'm wearing my 21 on Sunday.
If you're not,
I'm wearing my 21.
You guys
gotta
go 21-20.
We're doing an RB1 RB2 combo on Sunday.
You got to. You have to.
We 100% we have to.
So
we're 26-0 under Dakota Rain running a run.
Backs run more than he throws.
Running more than throws.
How do you go against that? You got to just keep using that.
I mean, do you think that they hear the stats and be like, yeah, okay? Or what do you think?
Hope?
You don't. You definitely don't want to be like, well, I'm never not going to throw. But it's like, you know, you feel what's jiving. But always just know. You have a great 1-2 running back scheme. Like, just default to that. Try to get it going. If it's not going, then toss it out. I mean,
it's kind of like the Derrick Henry situation. If you have Derrick Henry, you should just fucking run all the time.
I mean, but at the same time, the first play of the fucking game, massive bomb to CeeDee Lamb, and he was one yard short of a fucking touchdown.
Yeah, but like, add the reason. So say this is what happens when you run more and the guys start playing up. You have these three awesome receivers, and everyone's worried about Zeke or Pollard taking the ball. It literally opens that up so much. It just opens it up so much.
Here's what I think.
I would prefer us to be a run heavy team personally, even with our three awesome receivers. And at the start of the year, I thought we were going to have three 1,000-yard receivers, which right now is probably not looking like it. But who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck how many yards anyone has as long as we keep stacking wins.
Yeah, and sorry, we were looking at that. The first game kind of hinted at, like, okay, look, and we were jacked up about Dak's numbers in that game. What I love to see, though, is the actual true game plan of the Dallas Cowboys is about 250 yards Dak and about 150 to 200 yards for the running game. I love that. It's not a slow pace, but it's a controlled pace. And we do know that when we hit a defense like the Buccaneers and they have a stellar front seven that's just going to put pressure. And Dak Prescott is the second quickest thrower, I think, in the league statistically. So he can whip it away. It's like we know that when that happens, that Zeke will block and Dak will throw for 400 yards, and we have the receiver. So that's not the game plan, the basic game plan, let's say. But it's nice to know that when we can break, when we are not being able to run, that okay, fine, then we will throw it for 400 yards, and we have the capacity.
Yeah,
to do so.
100%.
Where are you going, Anthony? You going to go take your clothes off? for those just listening, Anthony's just dropped trow and he's now standing doing some
he's
sort
got
of
two juicy ham hocks. Just yeah, right, two juicy white ham hocks.
Some sort of Statue of Liberty pose. I don't know. Tay Tay's looking at us like, what the heck's going on? No.
Is Tay jumping in?
I had to grab another beer.
Awesome.
Neutral, sorry.
Well, I hope you cracked that because you got it. Oh, brothers? Brothers crack together?
Crack when you got them.
The crack Bessies? The Bessie crack brothers?
Well, okay. So
hang on.
Let's keep charging through here.
Yeah. And the final thing I want to pull up is the fantasy foot, the PFF. Who knows? I'm not fucking quoting these guys, but they do a lot of work, right? I actually, scratch that. I am quoting them. Literally.
Literally. Figuratively? No.
If you like them, if you like them or not. But they have basically the Cowboys and the Panthers ranked on their tier four for defensive power ranking.
So I don't know if this is bad or good. I dropped Kansas City's defense, and I picked up the Dallas Cowboys defense in fantasy. Nice. Let's go. Let's get me some motherfucking points.
Why the Cowboys are good for fantasy defense is because of their potential. They can they're going to get takeaways. We're in week three now. We've seen these takeaways happen. We've seen interceptions. Trevon Diggs, come on, he's basically the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
Cornerback?
Yep.
No. Wide receiver.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you did there.
Well, I mean, I forget who was saying, talking about it, but they were saying in over this last week that Trevon Diggs could easily be one of the top wide receivers with those types of hands.
I like the reason he probably went cornerback is because his older brother was a wide receiver, so he did the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
And both obviously are fucking freak athletes that could have probably played any position they wanted to.
How good was that? Did you see on Dallas Cowboys Insta when they posted, you know, his son wanted him to get a pick six, and he's like, I made true on my promise.
Yeah, the kid must think he's a fucking superhero.
Oh yeah,
to actually pull that
sure.
off.
Hey, are
I
you?
Hope he just keeps asking him.
Are you Patrick Mahomes? that's gonna live in my memory forever.
Hey, I have a question for you guys. Who do you think fantasy? Before we get off fantasy, who do you think is going to be the highest fantasy point player for the Carolina Panthers?
Oh shit.
I mean, he obviously could go quarterback. Quarterback's probably your most likely.
Yeah, but I don't think Chuba is going to be. I don't think Chuba is going to be putting up.
Minus quarterback, who do you think?
I mean, it's going to be if he comes back, McCaffrey.
You're talking about Sunday or?
Yeah. This.
No, because I have CMC, and guess what? Even with him out not being injured, he's been doing shit all
Anderson,
for me.
Robbie Anderson.
Yeah.
I'm going with DJ Moore.
You think so? I mean, I definitely don't think it's I would say either one of those that you guys said.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, and then while we're sticking with it, who do you think Cowboys highest fantasy player this week?
Zeke.
You guys think? Minus quarterback because Dak will probably be the highest.
Yes.
You're saying Zeke. I'm gonna go with.
It's week four. Zeke needs
I'm going,
to.
I'm Zeke. Going to Amari Cooper.
Oh yeah. Oh. You know what? Yeah.
Hey, it all depends on how things break down and. I mean, we might have some bold predictions, but how about we go over some bold predictions that a blog wrote so we don't have to think of that shit?
Yep, I like it.
Bum, all right.
This is when we go to the blog talk. Blogging the boys.
Blogging the boys.
Blogging with the bandwagon boys.
Just totally sniping the fucking thing. And all the bandwagon boys.
All we do is like repost what they write.
What they post and then just react to
and
it.
And just react to it. Hey, cool post. Anyways, thanks, Matt Holleran, for doing the work for us here.
And you know, Matt, if you ever want to jump on and do some audio podcast, hit us up. You're fine to be a guest on the Dallas Cowboys Can Fan podcast, or the Cowboys Can Fan podcast, number one Cowboys podcast in the world.
And
go ahead, Alex.
Just show this picture. That's a pack of 88 right there.
Oh, look at those abs. That was
Catch Ad was talking about.
Yep.
Think he was coming down.
I almost thought that was Jalen Smith somehow.
No, Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. Sorry. Okay. Here are the predictions. Sam Darnold tosses 2 interceptions. I love it, and I agree with it.
I don't know. I could see it happening. They're a pass-heavy team. I could see it happen. And it's hard to go against what our defense is doing right now. I could see that happening 100%.
I think that offenses are going to be very, very hesitant throwing towards Trayvon Diggs, but I definitely think Diggs is going to toss in an INT. And I actually feel like Micah Parsons is going to...
It's a fucking fourth interception of the fourth game.
I'm going to pulse. I'm going to pulse right away.
Yeah. We're going to go.
And if Micah isn't on the line, I think he'll pull up a pick.
I would love to see a MP fucking pick too.
I just want to see another sack. That would be nice.
Oh, yeah. He'll get a sack lunch if he's on the line. For sure, he's going to get a sack.
Here's the, like, again, the pressure. I just want to see him pressure. If he, this is going to be my auto pulse scenario. Parsons rushes and Dex Darnold hits him, but Darnold lets the ball go. And then T Diggs snaps it up.
That's what we call it. That's what we call a gang bang.
You know what mine would be? So you have the Cowboys playing cover 2. So T Diggs is in like the flats. You have Parsons coming off the edge, fucking kills Darnold, causes this crazy fumble that just flips to the backside. T Diggs scoops and takes it. That's mine.
Yeah, yeah.
So he scoops the fumble and takes it to the house.
Parsons hits him.
They both get points. Both get stats.
And Parsons hits him so hard that the O-line doesn't even know what to do.
Into Jerry's fucking house.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so 2 interceptions. I mean,
two interceptions. That is bold.
It is bold.
It's rare for a quarterback to throw two.
No.
To throw two
well,
picks in
look
a
at look
no,
at Darnold's
Micah and T Diggs. We know it.
Well,
it's
yeah, that's
happen.
Why it's
Let's
bold.
Go.
I hope it happens.
Look at Darnold's numbers though. 39 interceptions, 45 touchdown passes.
Yeah,
now,
but that's when he was with the Jets. Like, look at his stats this year.
That is true.
I don't know what his stats are this year.
Okay, let's just call what it is.
He's the 10th best passer.
Sam Darnold. Like, were your fingers typing too fast on your iPhone that you put a D in front of the A, like Darnold? Like, give me a break.
Here's the other thing is, like, and this is a whole other conversation that we won't get into because we're talking about the Cowboys, but
just real quick, Sam Darnold on the season, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. That's his stats.
That's
just
not sexy. That's not sexy at all.
No.
No, sounds that's like, not, that's, that doesn't scare me at all.
No.
Sounds like he plays in the CFL.
Gonna be 3-3, bitch.
Sounds like he plays in the CFL.
Fuck what I was going to say. It doesn't matter. Okay.
No, bring it up.
I can't remember. That was my escape goal. You know what the problem is? I'm only at a 6.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And we're pushing the 1 hour mark. We said we're going to be under the hour mark today.
Guys,
so
this is our last article, and then we go into a WWG. We go into the fun stuff.
I definitely say that CeeDee Lamb is going to dominate.
Okay, well, read it, Adam. You can...
CeeDee Lamb is going to have a big motherfucking game. 150 yards.
From scrimmage.
From scrim.
And scoring 2 touchdowns. Can you finish the whole...
Yeah, guess what?
Adam went too straight on me there.
Oh, yeah. So CeeDee Lamb, I like everything about this prediction because he is one of my fantasy players. CeeDee Lamb is going to get over 150 yards, and he's going to get 2 TDs.
And look at this.
We want a big play from our boy CeeDee Lamb.
I don't think my heart can take that.
But look at this. Look at this, guys.
That early in the morning?
Oh, J.C. Horn. I forgot J.C. Horn is on the
That's
Panthers.
Right.
That's playing. Huge. Okay, if J.C. Horn's That's not playing, massive. That is massive for us.
So now we've opened up. We know the Cowboys have established in the last two games that, hey, our running game, our Thunder-Lightning combo.
Yep.
Splash
and dash.
Really what it is yeah, Adam, as funny as that is, it's way more, I was going to say lightning.
Splash and dash is
way more what they do, because they're not, yeah. That's been established. And look at my hair. I look like a Donald fucking Trump in the wind hair.
Look, I come closer.
Oh, sorry. I got my little foompa. But like, you don't need, we already know that the wide receivers are elite, three elite receivers.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Gallup, till you get back on the field there.
He's on my IR list.
He's on my IR too. So, same. I think
in a different league, yeah, same.
I mean, 150 is a lot of yards, but I would be more comfortable with
that'd be a really good game.
It would be an exceptional game. I would say, but this is bold prediction, so I would say 100 yards and two touchdowns better.
So is that number two? Number two is CeeDee Lamb getting that's 150. Number two.
They make great points with J.C. Horn out. Yep. Like, man, how can you stop CeeDee Lamb? CeeDee Lamb, even it, like, I think they're going to do short check down or slant passes, and CeeDee's going to fucking have an open field. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think he's going to break one?
For
break
sure.
A short one? That's the thing with CD. He can beat you long, or he could beat you on a 5-yard catch and take it to the house.
And you know what? I mean, maybe they do go long because Gallup's – I mean, Gallup, if you look at the – outside of Amari being the route runner, you have Gallup who's going to beat people because he's quick.
Yeah, Gallup's always was the take-it-off-the-top guy.
Yeah, and then CDs are get him and he'll fucking make magic happen.
In a perfect world, you have CD in the slot, you have Amari on whatever side of the field and Gallup on the other, and it's just
exactly it. This is how it goes. CD, Gallup, and Amari go to a club. CD takes the ugly chick. Or sorry, Gallup.
I was gonna say CD. I feel like CD would not.
No, Gallup takes the ugly chick. I totally botched my
I feel like Dalton Schultz will take the ugly chick.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, man.
He just shows up out of nowhere.
I mean, like, look, bold predictions. Schultz is going to fucking – I feel like Schultz is going to have another stellar game.
And, Ad, I've thought about drafting him in our league so many times, and he was so cheap, and I should have, because I felt like he would be a good stash radar tight end. And after last week, I think last week was just a little taste of what he's going to do. Like, I think he's going to be a really serviceable
kid
TE1,
100%. Kid Morv,
in fantasy, anyways.
Yeah, Kid Morv just drafted him. And I didn't look at him in our league because I figured you or Morv already had him.
Yeah.
But I have Waller and
Bo.
Crack him if you got him. And if you've got them. I have so many Cowboys on my one league. I have so many Cowboys on my team. I literally
turning into Dan Quinn in front of me.
Yeah. The only reason I didn't draft Schultz over to my team is because I was like, oh man, everyone will think I'm just drafting Cowboys.
Super, like,
actually, you know what? As we're doing it right now, though. I'm gonna see if he's available still. And I'm gonna draft him.
No, he won't be. It was tough. Because you have Blake Jarwin, who was supposed to be the tight end TE1 last year, and he got hurt. And then Schultz came in with all these backup quarterbacks and had a great year. And
he's still available. I'm taking him.
You
right
gotta
now.
Get him, bro.
That's Schultz?
Is this a
waiver wire situation?
Because no waiver wire whatsoever.
So you obviously play fantasy football with a bunch of dungeon masters,
and I'm going to drop Everett, who is my only exactly. They all hate Cowboys.
Everett's good too. Oh, that's risky.
So you know what? Who should I drop?
We're doing live fantasy football.
I love it. Last point on this prediction board here is the Cowboys register their second straight double-digit victory. They say is if Christian McCaffrey was playing in the game, it would be a different story. But without him, the Panthers will not be able to keep up with the Cowboys. And I think
it feels like a trap game to me. It feels like this. I've had this situation for years. Nice one.
If he this was a Schulte. Movie,
I dropped Harris, so, wide receiver from New Orleans Saints. You know, fuck you, Harris.
And if this was a movie, then this would be almost. This would be the scene. This would be the scene directly after the montage where we're having fun, we're making money, and everyone.
And then we lose.
Yeah, and everyone's having a good time.
It's
and
a
then
trap
some,
game.
Yeah, exactly.
Like literally,
okay. I never feel comfortable when everyone thinks. Everyone thinks the Cowboys are going to win. That's a trap game.
Here's the biggest problem of what just happened here. I have CeeDee Lamb. I have Ezekiel Elliott. I have Dallas as my defense. I have Gallup on my IR, and now I just drafted Schulte. Take me to the season.
One of them is going
to
do well.
Hey, yeah. To be honest, probably one of the better fucking offenses.
Oh yeah,
fantasy wise to do that in. Like everyone has a chance of getting a boner. So.
And I'll just say I have Darren Waller number one TE in the league when you're in fantasy wild, and he hasn't but
Schulte's
he's been getting
your backup.
Schulte is my backup and I have Everett as my backup too, so I'll probably
that's great yeah. Great strategy.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Okay, where are we at? We are eclipsing the 1 hour mark, and guess what?
Let's get into some fights.
Hang on,
first of all,
First of all,
no, Emmett Smith is selling his house.
Mike Tyson, just get in on this or what?
My so, my boy Emmett Smith is selling his house right now.
If I'm going to sell my house, then I need to make sure that he's going to buy it because I'll come up with an uppercut. And this, it's the streets. I was ruthless when I was a youth.
Okay, but.
That's a pretty good Mike Tyson.
Yes, I know, because if you come at me like that, I'm just going to have to come and crack you across the jaw.
It's like Mike Tyson, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. with the Leo doing it. Leonardo DiCaprio is playing that as a character.
Okay, Emmett Smith is selling his $2.2 million mansion, but he offers a private dinner. What do you guys think of that?
Okay, hang on.
I mean,
my question is, where is it located?
I mean,
Plano, Texas.
Do you think so?
I have no idea.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It should tell you where it's located.
It doesn't actually say.
Great looking theater room.
Ooh, that theater room would be great.
Too much. But it's too bright in there. I think it is too bright.
Yeah, I'm more of like a.
Yeah, give
the
me.
The roof should be dark because who the fuck wants a?
I think it all closes in. Like
probably.
You can see.
Like you. Those are. Blackout blinds, but I mean, I definitely think I would prefer like a starscape ceiling or something, and some like leopard
nothing,
galaxy,
just
like a nude chick.
Black. Yeah, I mean, in my theater room, it's a white ceiling, so I get it. But like, I mean, a $2.2 million house, I don't want to fucking look at the blue sky at nighttime.
No,
yeah,
what is that? Pitch black.
What? Actually, okay. What the fuck, Emmett Smith? You're watching a movie at nighttime, and you want the blue sky. Yeah. Unless it's an LED screen that changes with like the weather app on the Apple iPhone, get the fuck out of here.
I bet you if the lights were turned off, you wouldn't even be able to
guess
see
what?
It. Get the fuck out of here.
Well,
is
I just
think we get is a theater room. Does he have like a pool table or anything? We're trying to sell
$2.2 million house. You
here
only
we go.
Get a pool room.
I got some pictures. I got some pictures here. So what I thought was weird though was like it seemed like is Emmett Smith hard up for cash or something? Like
well, $2.2 million. Okay, so $2.2 million.
Ooh, that might be the ugliest room I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, why the fuck is it NFL? Get those Cowboys colors, bro. Like, well, this is definitely for who's the
what a weird room.
Who's the
this is just a weird room.
The GM of the NFL or whatever the fuck his name is.
The
Goodell?
Not GM.
Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell.
This is the Roger Goodell room, presidential room.
Get the fuck out of here. Although I love,
okay,
scan
through the photos. Next, let's see what we got. Okay.
It's a nice staircase.
Okay. Card to keep clean.
That's nicer.
So, for those
of you that are listening, this is definitely a visual segment. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a black marble tile foyer with a grand piano and then wooden stairs. I don't really, you know what? Not a fan. Keep moving.
Ad doesn't like it. And
okay, here we are.
Oh my god! Look at that! Look at that baby! Too bright room with a baby dick screen. Like, look at how small that screen is.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
That Emmett, whole fucking wall should be a screen.
Emmett, figure it out.
You think I'm paying 2.2 mil for this, Emmett? It's 1.8.
Okay.
Get the fuck. What is this? Like, okay, now we're just shitting on Emmett, and we love him.
We love Emmett Smith. I mean, I'm not
a sexy bathroom.
Not a fan of his house. Huge in the 80s.
Has terrible taste.
Huge in the 80s. I like the backyard.
This looks
okay. So backyard, we got a tramp.
It looks standard. It looks standard to me.
We got a trampoline.
Where I live's like worth his bathroom, and I'm sitting here like,
hey, look,
shit about his house. Dude, what a terrible theater room.
Oh my god, he's got a theater room in his house.
He's got a theater room, and it looks so stupid.
All right, let's give the people what they want.
Okay, give the people what they want.
Let's get Tay on this guest.
Okay, but we still did not tell where. Hang on, we haven't played it yet. So set this up, but we still did not tell us where it's 2.2 because it's probably in an area that the real estate isn't as high. Like that's probably the top end. So if you move that into like California or anywhere that, probably
sure.
A lot more than that.
Maybe I don't. It just like it seemed.
It's a real estate listing. Low. There should be some sort of saying buy it in this area. Was there nothing there?
Do you want me? I didn't see anyone fucking say anything about it.
Do you think he still lives in Texas?
Who? Emmett?
Emmett.
Yeah, Emmett lives in Texas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the free meals that he gets, of course he's not leaving Texas.
I would live in
Texas.
Oh,
yeah. You know what? Emmett Smith walking anywhere in Texas, he probably is treated like royalty.
Emmett.
Hundo P.
Emmett Smith has a little black book, and instead of females in it, it's all the discounts places that he goes to week to week, and this rotates.
See, you know what it probably is? People ask him to come eat at their place.
Yes, yeah. I'll take a picture for your Instagram. Oh, give me those free fucking chickamongas.
Oh, shut up.
Hey, you guys talk. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Okay, so let's set this up. What do we got coming up here, Alex?
Okay, this is... Hang on. Gotta toss the hair back again. I gotta get this shit cut,
okay,
man.
So one
look
of
at
the
that
thing...
fucking... I can't get rid of this mop,
okay,
man.
So one of the things that we like to do here on the Cowboys Can Fan Podcast is we like to watch fight videos at a stadium, fight videos at...
That's right.
A game?
At a parking lot?
So
but
set
it
up.
Has to be...
What game is this?
Okay, so this is the... actually, I just know it as a Chiefs game. I think they played...
KC versus... Los Angeles.
Well, you know what? Let me fucking.
There's been a lot. There's been a lot.
This is only KC fans, which is always interesting when we watch these fights where it's the same team.
Yeah, Chargers versus Chargers or Rams versus Rams.
Yeah, like why? I can understand I can understand. I don't agree with it or think it's like a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But I can understand when it's like. Oh,
it makes more sense.
That person's punching that person because they're wearing a different team. Yeah. Okay, that at least like I can see a lot like in this clip. And who were the Chiefs playing?
The Rams.
They were playing the Chargers. Actually.
Chargers. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
Isn't that funny? How the Cowboys are fighting each other. I think they're putting something in that SoFi water.
Oh, so this is at SoFi?
No, this is
in Kansas City.
This is
at
Kansas City.
Ooh, and see, we were going to go to Kansas, Cowboys at Kansas City, and maybe this is just a good sign for us to not go there.
The crazy thing is, when I first watched this, a buddy showed it to me at work, and I was thinking, so what was it? Up in the nosebleeds, a couple, he's like, oh yeah, these KC fans fought. I was like, oh, was it the nosebleeds? But you watch in the background, and it's actually like, lower bowl.
It is.
Jumping into it here.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay, let's
play.
Let's get into it.
I think we can all hear a little bit.
Crank it up on there.
One sec.
There's multiple views too.
Is there? Okay, awesome. So at this point, I was like, "What the fuck's going on?" I'm looking for the different jersey in there.
Just all.
But it looks like is someone knocked out already? Or like someone's already down.
So we got,
and then this fucking Poindexter.
Yeah. So guy with the porn glasses that threw the right hook. He's gonna come into it again at the end.
Camel guy is chirping one guy, and then porn glasses just socks.
Porn,
him.
Yeah.
Actually,
porn,
let's.
But then yeah, who's but then this? At, who's this rando? Who's this rando out of here?
Okay. So
with
did
the,
you,
with
did
the
you,
mullet coming out the back. Who's this rando here?
Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, Troy Polamalu came in.
Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, but watch this.
Oh, he knocks out Santa Claus's brother.
Porn guy is knocking out Santa. Why would you do that? Okay, so Okay, turn it down a bit now.
Okay.
So after we watch this one, there is another view of this.
Yeah, we need other views here.
It's a bit better. But, so you got this one right here. I'm pretty sure this is it here.
Okay, let me bring it back.
Oh, this is just a completely different... This is a different fight. That's porn glasses.
No, this is the same fight.
No, this is a different fight.
It's the same one. Because this is...
Yeah, it is.
There, he's knocking out Santa.
Oh, yeah.
15 was porn glasses.
Okay, at least 15...
He knocked some random guy out, and he just kept...
Go back to the beginning. Okay.
But at least when he knocked him out, he stopped punching him.
No, he didn't, though. Watch. Watch. Knocks him. Watch here. Hits him, and then hits him, like, three more times.
Well, for sure, but he doesn't keep fucking pounding him. I'm not fighting for this guy. This guy's a douchebag.
Watch the other angle. The guy's out cold, and he lands, like, I'd say three, like, devastating blows to the knockout dude.
Okay,
he's, like, slumped over a fucking
seat. I know. Yeah.
Okay, get a different angle. I feel like there's a lot going on here right now.
There is, yeah.
Okay, so...
The biggest thing to decipher is, why the fuck are all these same fans fighting each other? You would never see that at a...
Seahawks
game, you'd never see that at a Seahawks game.
Let's set it up for our audio listeners, because we still want to respect our audio listeners who are commuting into a work. It's an hour and 9 minutes into the podcast. They've stuck it through. They don't want to just hear a bunch of gambling.
And we're thankful
jabronis.
For you.
So appreciate you sticking it through. So on this video here, it looks like an empty stadium. So end of game.
They probably just lost.
They just lost. It was a bad game.
Everyone's pissed.
Everyone's pissed and everyone's drunk. And someone's
pissed off.
So this first angle that we're looking at here, it makes it look like it's a packed game. But that other angle, there's only 10 of them in this one spot.
Just grouped in.
I can't get another angle. These are the only two that kind of are showing up at this point. Yeah.
So they're grouped in right here and everyone's watching. This has probably been kind of like stifling the whole game.
What we got to look at here is there's something going on that's drawing everyone's attention.
There was an argument before anyone got the phone out.
But watch, like, everyone's standing around here, and they're kind of creating a bit of a circle. So did someone fall down? There's, like, concern.
That guy looks like security.
See, everyone's looking down. Everyone's looking down. So I don't know. Did someone fall down? Was there an altercation beforehand?
Camel boys in his face, and then porn glasses is like,
I'm pulling it out.
Okay, so pause.
Porn Shades threw the first punch.
Porn Shades actually, I mean, so this is, Porn Shades is exactly what we said we would do in any situations. If you're going to get into any type of conversation like that, you just throw.
Yeah.
So he just threw.
But did it look like the other guys that he was talking to were even aggravators?
No.
It literally looked like a calm situation.
Like, I feel like if Porn Shades was looking at me like that, I would have punched him. But it didn't look like anyone was really aggressively talking to him.
I mean, it literally blows up. So Mardi Gras beads guy is like looking at him.
Yeah, This guy's got about 4 or 5 Mardi Gras on. So what I think happened is
he's at Closet Saint fans.
He asked to see some tits, and
I got these beads from your girl.
I swear something happened before this that led to.
Play it back, run it back, and then see. And then you're going to do some quick research and see because now I'm curious what happened.
I already know what happened post. So I can do a little lowdown. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Why? So here
hit
we
us
are
up,
just jamming
us up,
around.
Tell us.
So porn glasses here.
Yeah.
He got charged with assault.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, obviously. You can't just
punch
someone.
Well, and it wasn't
even
from that. I think it's from the end. So watch. Keep watching. Don't pause it.
Yeah,
it's
Mardi Gras takes it.
So, like, everyone in the fight, Mardi Gras gets his hat knocked off, puts his hat knocked off.
Who's fucking...
Ooh, Palomalu comes in.
Who's Palomalu?
So watch this. And then this old guy with the white beard just gets...
Santa gets domed. Yeah, I mean, like, look.
He wasn't even in the video. So I think the assault charge came from this. See, look, AJ, he just landed 3 on the guy. The guy's out cold.
Okay, here's actually...
Double view here.
Yeah.
It is weird how the first view makes it look like it's a fully packed game, and this view makes it look like it's definitely end of the game.
And look, I'm not trying to say that obviously, fighting in stands is fucking stupid. But it's... This is Adam. You can relate this to me as a... You can relate this to me as when we were in our youth. That if there's a problem boiling and then you walk over to it and try to see what's going on, you are subject to probably getting hit. I'm not saying it's right or anything, but like, look...
Especially when everyone's wearing Kansas City Chiefs jerseys.
This is case in point. I mean, you can't see that I'm pointing, but you can see in the cluster of that last view, there is literally only like 10 people around that area.
Yeah. So you
guess what?
But look
you
at this
know
guy.
You're going to get like it.
Watch Old Man Gray. Where is he? There he is. He's coming in. He walked in. He walked.
Yeah.
Like
he
I'm
actually
not.
Threw, okay, it go, looked like he threw a left.
Okay, go back,
I don't
go
think
back.
It's okay for no, him.
It looked like he threw a left, actually.
But he's right walking here. In. He's squaring
oh, yeah.
up.
Oh yeah.
Squaring
oh, yeah.
up.
Oh yeah. Old Man Gray. Old Man Gray cocks the back and
Santa's
cracks.
Bro.
He was postured up. Fair enough.
We're the smart thing is to
right
be
here.
Like right
and
there.
He got smoked. Yeah.
The smart thing is to be like.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I fucking hope I do in the future. Please, 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 always
catch
let me
it,
do
catch,
this.
Catch someone on
walk,
the chin.
No, just
oh,
walk
sorry.
Away. Walk 20 feet away and watch and enjoy.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Don't
yeah,
get
yeah,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Don't get into it.
Like
why?
I mean, if I get a couple of wobbly pops in me, I will get in the middle of it. And if you get in the middle of it, you're just. I guess the biggest thing is you hope that if. You're in an area like that, that someone can actually tame themselves back. And if you dome someone like that, I mean, great. Santa Claus gets cracked and he goes down.
JC Claus?
Yeah. JC Claus goes down, gets cracked. He goes down like the porn stash guy or the porn glasses guy, you know, he could have let up on two punches.
Yeah.
Now, in the heat of the situations where you're cranking someone, like, he was totally keeled over, and he's still cracking him in the face.
Yeah, that's fucked
he's
up.
He's definitely cracking like he got him, because he did have him.
Yeah.
He fucked him up in one punch. Crack him again, and then move on. And then, like, so that was a little offside. Santa Claus, he walked into it, and he actually gave a nice,
he
solid left
up.
Hook. Yeah, postured up, gave a, like, dude, again. This just says that porn glasses guy knows how to fan rumble because literally
rumble.
He cracked the first shot.
We're going to
and
rumble.
He literally he worked
yeah, but it's
he worked his way through like fucking like Daryl from the Outsiders.
They're all wasted at this point in the game.
I mean, I don't think Porn Stash was. He was fucking. He had
yeah,
some...
but I mean, obviously they were drinking. It's fourth quarter. People are starting to pile out.
Yeah.
Shit gets greasy. They just lost. There's a lot of variables.
Yeah.
And we look at these fights and you think this happens all over. There was probably 70,000 people in there. And
yeah.
There was just 10 idiots.
Yeah.
Right.
A small percentage of idiots. Add alcohol with 70,000 people, you're lucky you don't get a fight.
Now, okay. and sorry, devil's advocate or to play the good guy for Santa Claus. He could have just thought, I'm going to stop this guy because this guy is on a tear. And he went over as the good guy to stop it.
Yeah, but if you come at me like this,
like this.
You're getting hit. Yeah.
Ah, he wants
maybe don't
one of
do
these.
With your
huh?
hands up.
Ah, he wants one
see,
of these.
You know what? This was one of the first fan fights we watched that wasn't caused by a chick, though.
Well, we don't know.
Well, Troy.
We don't know.
Troy Polamalu came in there. No problem. Maybe the guy.
T-Paul,
thought,
yeah.
T-Paul thought he was there.
Okay, final thing here, and then we can get into our what would Jerry do and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's closing time.
Super Bowl 2022 halftime performers revealed. Dr. Dre,
oh,
Kendrick.
You know, Adam TMZ.
Oh,
love.
Oh, Adam was the one who was pulsing all over this.
Yeah.
But
the biggest news from it is that Dr. Dre, and this is I think the reason I've
well
I
say all it. Say all of the
okay you
acts.
Just you know what you go through it.
Dre, Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Mary J. Blige and Snoop Dogg. It's like a 2010 MMVA Awards
yeah.
show.
No, even before that. It's like a 1990. It's like a 2001.
Doesn't make me less
smoke
excited.
Smoke weed every day.
Smoke weed every day.
So the thing that I thought was interesting with this is, one, I'm stoked for the halftime show.
Absolutely.
Especially when you have a cast of artists like that.
Do you think it's going to be shit, though?
It's always, no. it's always shitty.
You know,
it's always shitty.
You know they're gonna have.
It's gonna be shitty.
No, it's so fucking
here,
way.
Here's
uh-uh,
the thing.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna hear "Forgot About Dre." You're gonna hear.
Yeah, you're gonna hear something. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. They're gonna fucking up like some stupid dinosaurs or something.
So, okay, here's a fun game that we can play.
Look, I went to Kendrick. Like, so Jay-Z was one of my favorite concerts. And then I saw Kendrick in live, and then that like so Kendrick, the fact that Kendrick's on there, and Jay-Z, Snoop D-O-double-G, Eminem, and Mary J, like it's going to be a banger of a halftime show. And I think the only reason I wanted to bring it up here is that one, huge pulse for me. Like I pulsed three times just even thinking about
such
it.
Such a pulser.
Look, she's going to bed. Just give her a sec. Just you'll be off in a minute.
Tay just asked me what pulse meant.
Boners.
Pulse.
Boners.
No, she said they pulse. I thought it meant.
It means splooging.
Yeah.
I thought splooging. Yeah.
Boner.
There needs to be a boner.
Yeah, you have to have a boner in order to splooge. So I pulse just even talking about it right now, which is great, but. The fact that Dr. Dre kind of alluded that this is the start of his next saga. So I don't know if something's going to happen after the fact, if he's releasing a new album, if this is a launch.
Is he still married to Beyonce?
I'm joking.
That is. So great looking halftime show. I think it'll be better than The Weeknd. And again,
I didn't mind The Weeknd, to be honest.
Weeknd was good.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
It, like, literally every single person on that list checks my box.
Oh, dude, it is such a fucking... It's a 2010...
He's going to have a camera on AdBest, that whole fucking halftime show.
This?
Ad's going to show up in his fucking baggy pants and oversized t-shirt. And gelled spike hair.
It has the linings being very. Listen, promising.
Okay, again, for someone who's my age, they could just do every single song that they've ever done a million times, and it will check the boxes, and I will come away being like, best halftime show.
Yeah, but is it just me or they always like 10 years off of who they get?
For sure, yeah.
They never get the most famous person at the time.
Hey, you know who we should bring in?
Person 10 years from Billy, 10 years ago.
Well, if they were going to get Britney someone popular, Spears. They would bring in like like they're not going to bring Billie Eilish into a halftime show.
No. Billie Eilish is going to be in Super Bowl 2030.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
we know who we need. Billie Eilish.
What would Jerry do?
Okay.
I thought we weren't going to do one. What would Jerry do? No, this is great.
Look, okay. Jerry's not going to let us get away with that. If we want those media passes, we got to do what would Jerry do. So this one's kind of fun. Throwing it out there real quick. Jerry Jones loves boxing. He's starting to get into boxing. Hey, he goes over to his assistant. Did you hear about that Logan Paul?
It's been a couple episodes since we talked about Paul. It's been a couple episodes,
so let's bring it up. Let's bring it up. So
how have you let your brothers not get talked about?
They've been off. They've been recovering.
They haven't been in the news, and guess what? We only talk about what's in the news.
And you know what? Actually, really, like, side note, really smart of them to just pull back so that they're not, like, constantly pulsing the media. So, yep. Anyways.
Way too much.
Jerry loves it, okay? He starts thinking to himself, what? I still got it. Who should I box? So, who does Jerry Jones pick to box him in a celebrity boxing match?
Oh, you already got it?
No.
I know.
I'll talk through my answer.
Okay.
Because I don't have. I was about to say.
You're gonna figure it out.
Yeah, because my initial thought would be a big draw for Jerry Jones because he's thinking money. He wants to draw big.
Yeah.
It would be Clint Eastwood.
Oh my god. You just picked who I was going to say.
But
that wasn't my pick, but it is good.
But
I already have one. I have a pick.
But like Clint Eastwood I think is way too tough for Jerry Jones. So I think
he's too old.
How old is Jerry Jones?
You want some Clint of this Eastwood's punk?
Clint Eastwood's 90.
They just yelled Jack Nicholson out, which is
what you
do. Ooh, that would be good. Okay.
Haven't seen him for so long without glasses either. Like,
okay, so yours is Clint Eastwood. Mine's not Clint Eastwood. I'll come back to mine. So go yours, Anth.
I'm saying Jimmy Johnson.
Really?
Yeah, nice. Jimmy Johnson, because this will settle it there. But yeah. Like, he's finally said, hey, Jimmy was an important part of this. But I still think Jerry wants to punch him in the face. I think Jimmy Johnson versus Jimmy Johnson versus Jerry Jones in a boxing match would draw.
The battles of the double J's?
Yeah, JJ versus JJ.
JJ like, versus JJ. That's huge.
In AT&T Stadium, that in place AT&T would be sold Stadium. Out, no problem.
I don't think we can hit anything else other than that. Clint Eastwood or double J's versus double J's.
All right, so we're out.
We're out, baby.
If you're looking for the live stream, I guarantee no one's listening to us right now. But if you're trying to hear it, we're live streaming 10 a.m. on 10 a.m. Pacific. Is the music bumping? I can't hear it.
It's going.
Bandwagon Boys.
Speak. Your host, you're good.
Tay-Tay sleeping over on the couch.
Hurra.
We out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.